This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you so much for being in class. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. And I was just talking with Jason, and we've come to an agreement. No twisting of arms was necessary. I just asked him that when he becomes president, he is running for president, JasonStanek2020.com, that he would still reserve 2 hours 5 days a week in the mornings for Engineering USA Prepares and giving those of us who are paying attention the update, the State of the Union update, daily update, what's happening from his office. So he will still be Engineering USA Prepares even after he becomes President of the United States. And you know what's really interesting about this? Class and Gwyneth, that we are watching the sum of all individual stupidity right here at in the United States, and the sum of all individual greed. I've been talking about that for years and years and years, and we're talking about who's going to become the CEO, right? We've got two guys that are vying for office. 71 million people have already cast their opinion. They've already, we'll call it quote-unquote, voted. And it makes no sense to me. So if you're going to cast your opinion, why would you not wait until you heard all of the information? I can just see these people with their arms crossed, body language saying, I know who I'm going to vote for. I don't need any more information. I'm going to vote for this guy. And then people are saying, oh, geez, I wish I could take my vote back. Now, in some states, I guess you can. But in some, you can't. It makes no sense to me to vote early, unless, you know, you're going to be under the knife and you're going to be in the hospital or something like that. It makes, or you're going to be away on a military mission. Other than that, if you're going to vote, which I'm not going to, but if you were, it makes no sense to me to cast your vote without all the available information, because now people are, might have voted for Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist, they're finding out that, that family is a criminal syndicate all by itself. So, today it's Gwyneth. Tomorrow it's Ricky and J.C. Cole. Friday it's Bert. We're going to be talking about hour number two, a DIY security system, how to install wireless networking. Now, I'm not a fan of wireless, but in these times, if you need a surveillance system and you need to watch it remotely and you need to do it quickly, I think wireless is going to be your overall best choice. Not from an electromagnetic radiation standpoint, but just from a safety standpoint in terms of your own personal security, health-related issues aside. And in hour number one, I'll be talking about tips from the book. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia in the dark. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am really, really well. And Gwyneth, I wanted to share with our class. I mentioned yesterday that if Rich Sheeban wants to turn the heat on, he's got to think about that 6 months before, 9 months before, while he's dragging the wood out of the dropped trees out of there, or the fallen branches out of the woods, cutting them, stacking them, drying them, keeping them out of the weather, putting them in the wood stove, and then he can have heat. So he's got to think about, if he wants to warm up his place 6 to 9 months at least earlier than, when he wants it warm. You have to do the same thing. We have to do the same thing. And I was thinking about tea. So if you wanted to make a cup of tea, would you just share with us what is involved in you making a cup of tea and how long? It sounds to me like you have to prepare 6 to 9 months in advance for that cup of tea that you had this morning. Is that true?
Well, the thing with our climate here, because we are in a semi-arid climate, most of the wood up in the forest is dry anyway. So all we have to do is go and get it. So, and that usually happens once a day. And at the moment, because my youngest son is still at home, that's his job. But when he's not here, that's my job. So, but yeah, the branches, they fall down up in the forest. And often they fall down when they're still kind of green. So I have to wait, I would say, about a year before they're ready to chop up. But we have a similar cycle, but we don't get them down from the forest and then wait until they're, you know, and then, you know, cut them up at that stage. We just notice where they've fallen down, and I say to myself, or Theo says to himself, oh, yeah, there's a branch there. In a year's time, I'll remember where that is, and we'll come back and we'll get that one. So the advantage as well of eucalyptus forests is that they drop branches all the time. That's what they do. And these trees in the forest that we're living in are many, many hundreds of years old. I mean, some of these trees have, you know, they have a diameter of maybe, some of them up to a foot around. So many of them, probably most of them are at least 2 feet around, and many of them are, you know, a whole meter around. That's a big tree.
That's
a tree that's hundreds of years old.
So the difference is that we have more rain, you have less rain, so we have to get ours out of the wood, otherwise it'll be damp all the time. And the problem with damp wood, Class, is you have to boil off all that moisture. So think about, you know, you put a pot of water on for spaghetti, let's say. How long does that take? Well, on a propane stove, it may take 20 minutes, and it does around, you know, at our altitude here in Missouri, it takes us 20 minutes to boil let's say, six quarts of water, believe it or not, on a propane stove. So it takes a lot of energy. And if you've got water in your wood, you've got to boil off all that water to make the heat. So you don't want to do that. You want to have dry wood in your wood stove. Okay, Gwyneth?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to share with our class is the lifestyle that we live is one of preparedness. We have to think way in advance, no matter what it is. We don't go to the store because it's not around the corner. It's not down the block. It's not on the block. It's not across the street. The store is, you know, at least a half an hour trip at the minimum to get to the closest one. And then it's a half an hour back. So going to the store is something that we plan. And that's just the way our life, we've chosen this lifestyle, and that's the way it is. But for those who have not enjoyed this kind of lifestyle, and don't plan, they are in for a rude awakening. Because in California, hundreds of thousands of electric customers have been shut off because of the fires, which are still continuing. So you really don't know. A storm could come in and you could lose your drinkable water. Okay, when the grid goes down, the gas stations don't work. There's so many potential problems, and you really need to think about that. But if you don't live this kind of lifestyle, you think, you know, I just want to have a cup of tea. I'll just take a tea bag, throw it in a mug, put some water out of the tap in the mug, throw it in the microwave, hit 1 minute, boom, done. Well, without electricity, none of that happens.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share with our class.
Something that I wrote in the email earlier, which is kind of on this topic, was that I've just finished putting our potato crop in for the year, okay? Because here we're spring heading into summer, so it's time to put the potatoes in. And I've just finished planting 185 potatoes, seed potatoes. And that's quite an effort for here, because potatoes are not something that grows easily here, but I think I've figured out how to do it, and that is by putting by digging polyacrylate crystals into the soil. So these are the crystals that you get in infant diapers, okay? So what I do is I buy packets of baby nappies, they're called over here, or infant diapers, the disposable kind, and I soak them, one nappy to every foot, and then of dug ground, that is, every square foot of dug ground. And then I dig out the soil, I dig out the sods out of the top, and if the ground is too hard to dig, then I put some water in the trench, and then I go away and do something else for a bit, maybe have a cup of tea or something at some other job in the garden. Then when the soil's soft, I fork it over. So that means I loosen the soil with a fork, and then I fork the polyacrylate jelly from the baby nappy into the soil, and then I plant it. So, and all that is a monumental amount of effort for 100, and then you rinse and then you repeat for the next trench. And then each trench in 10 and 15 seed potatoes planted. So you can figure out there's quite a number of these trenches. But, I said, well, some potatoes I'm going out to the garden to plant them so that we can eat in 6 months' time. And that's the truth.
That's exactly what we're talking about. And, you have to be careful with chickens, because chickens will go into that area. They will love it because they'll think that it's damp and there are bugs and worms in there, and they'll just tear up the leaves of those potato plants. So you have to be careful if you have chickens. Gwyneth, I've been thinking about the corona panic. And my position is still immutable, and no change. I believe it is absolutely real. And, at the beginning of this year, the president had a press conference, and he said there were about 15 cases. And, one guy was sick, pretty sick, but, 15 were infected. I'm looking at a map of the United States, and it's everywhere. I mean, it is everywhere. It's across the road from us. There's a person who died from it in our little village of 100 people. Actually, we live outside the village. Families are infected. It's in every single state of the United States. And the one state that has the fewest number of infections is Maine. And that's because nobody knows where Maine is. And it's only around 5,000 infected. California, 750,000. Texas, about 750,000. Florida, about 250,000. I mean, these are huge numbers. This is real, class. And I'll tell you what I think is happening when we come back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us, and I just wanted to share a couple quick thoughts about the coronavirus. As I mentioned, my position is immutable. And currently, the statistics, according to worldometers.info, says in the United States there's over a total of 9 million cases total. Today, there's 4,500 cases, just today. Today, there are 59 new deaths. And there are just under 3 million active cases. Just under 3 million. Today. Across the United States. Hospitals are being stretched. Now, I've talked to doctors, and I've talked to nurses, and I've talked to the secretaries at the clinics. They're all saying the same thing. It's real, and people are dying. And if you look at the White House, they're acting, and I read an article yesterday that, I'm paraphrasing, that the coronavirus it's over. You don't have to worry about it. It's done. And it's absolutely nonsense. So what I think the White House is doing is they're trying to let people believe that everything's okay. But it slipped out that their position is there are, and again, I'm paraphrasing, there are so many stupid people who aren't paying attention that we can't control this. We can't stop the spread of it because people are just spreading it through their ridiculous, idiotic behavior, their carelessness, their recklessness. And so the White House is focusing on treatment and a vaccine. Now, if you think about this, if you think about treatment and vaccine, that's like cleaning up the ocean for all the trash that we've dumped in it over the, you know, over the last 100 years. It's real easy to take a barge out in the ocean and dump your trash. It's real hard to go pick it up because it spreads out. And that's what's happening with the virus. It's spreading out. It's everywhere. And it's in almost every county in almost every state. And we live in a county that's got hardly anybody in it. If you look around Washington, D.C., those are hot spots. Why? Because those people travel. Okay? Those people have more money than brains. So what I'm saying is, if you believe that any of what I said is true, why don't you prepare? Because next week is the selection. Next week is when people go absolutely ballistic and crazy. And next week is when I believe the shooting is going to escalate. The violence is going to escalate. It's already gone nuts in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and New York City. Why? Because the police executed a black man with a knife. Now, I wasn't there, so I can't tell you exactly what happened. But I can tell you the reaction. The reaction is stores, businesses are being boarded up in major cities in preparation for this election next week, next Tuesday. They're being boarded up, and the National Guard is being deployed in the thousands across the country in cities because they're expecting violence. New York City cops have been training for the violence they're expecting. When in your lifetime have you ever thought that a selection for the President of the United States would become so contentious and possibly so violent? When did you ever think that could happen? Not in the United States, right? Well, here we are. People are buying guns in record numbers. About 2% of Americans per month are having a background check for with the FBI so they can buy a gun through the system. Now, you don't have to buy a gun through the system. You can buy one privately. Your neighbor's got one, your friend's got one, and neither one of you is a felon. It is absolutely okay in many locations, not all but many, to just say, I'll tell you what, how much do you want for it? I'll buy it. Great. You hand them the money, the transaction's done, and now you have it. That's the way it can be. But 2% of Americans are going through background checks per month now because they are terrified of what's going to happen with the selection and the violence and the BLM and the Proud Boys and the pro-Trumpers and. It's almost going to be like a free-for-all. Mad Max. Gwyneth and I have talked about it. Gwyneth, I'd love to hear your opinions when we get back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last, and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Hunter Biden emails discovered on an abandoned laptop is now under investigation by the Senate Homeland Security Committee. Joe Biden's wife, Jill, on CBS Sunday Morning says her family is off limits.
I don't think he should be attacking my family. My family is not fair game.
Joe is running against him, that's different. Not my children.
Joe Biden repeatedly has claimed he's never spoken to his son about overseas business dealings. Whistleblower Tony Bobulinski on Fox News said, that's a lie.
Or Joe Biden at a public debate referencing Russian disinformation when he knows he sat face to face with me, that I was traveled around the world with his son and his brother.
Looks like Hurricane Zeta is going to make landfall right through New Orleans in a few hours. The fifth named storm to hit Louisiana this year. Winds are reported at 90 miles an hour, and the storm surge is 5 to 8 feet above normal. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Los Angeles Dodgers have won the World Series for the first time in 32 years. Tampa Bay jumped out to an early 1-0 lead behind the pitching of Blake Snell with 9 strikeouts. After Snell was pulled from the mound, the Dodgers' bats started lighting up Global Life Park in Arlington. Dodgers' Mookie Betts talks about the pitching change to MLB.com.
I'm not exactly sure why. I'm not going to ask any questions. But he was pitching a great game. Barnsley let off with a hit, I think, right there. We had a chance to do something, but they made a pitching change, and it seems like that's all we needed.
Dodgers win 3-1 in Game 6 Tuesday, taking home the Commissioner's Trophy. Rain has been hindering NASCAR over the last few days. If NASCAR can get in at least 167 laps Wednesday, the second of three events in the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs will be official and move on to Sunday's event in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Brad Keselowski explains why drivers love Martinsville.
It is a special track. You know, first off, as far as I'm aware, it's 1948, oldest track on the circuit. That's pretty cool. There's only one track that can be the oldest and have the most history and pedigree, and, you know, Martinsville is that. So, you know, that brings a special lure to it, a lure that I think everybody likes. And then the other piece I would say add to it is it's a really special trophy, you know, with that clock, and I know it means a lot to me.
The Xfinity 500 is scheduled for Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. It's dark there right now. It's the middle of the night. And Gwyneth, you and I have been talking about Mad Max for years on the broadcast. Do you think that's where we're headed?
Oh, yeah. And now, I think it's imminent. I think that it's basically here in Victoria. And I think that a lot of people here in Victoria are going to start getting some ideas when they switch the TV on in about a week's time and they see cities burning in America. I'm not advocating anything, but I think that that's what's going to happen, because there's a very old saying, and I'm sure it's in America, and I know it's here. It's called monkey see, monkey do. Okay? Meaning most people are not very smart, and they tend to do what they see. That's just how people are, you know? And it's why I live all the way out in the middle of nowhere, because mostly I don't have to be bothered with any of that. I just need to see what's going on the internet. And then the wonderful thing about that is I can switch it off. I can go out in my garden and I can plant potatoes or corn or whatever. Yeah, that's the next thing to go in the garden is my maize crop. You know, all these sorts of crops, they all are in right now in the springtime. But you know what? That is going to happen here, because what we have a communist dictator here in this state, and his name is called Dan Andrews. And just recently, just the last week or two, you have had a lot of people. I don't know. They must have been, I don't think they listen to you exactly. I think this is more a tide of universe thing than them directly listening to you. But you know how you've said that it might be a good idea to go to, people who think they have authority over you and to, sort of arrange it so that a group of friends all send them the same letter, and that says, you're fired. And for maybe 50 people that you know to all send that letter to your representative if he's getting too big for his boots. Well, we've had airplanes towing banners flying over the city of Melbourne, and the banner has read, sack Dan, cancel Omnibus, which is the dictatorial piece of legislation toilet paper that he's trying to push through at the moment, which basically gives him dictatorial powers by fiat. It's because he says so. You've had people graffitiing his office, spray painting in the middle of the night, sack Dan, all over the shop front in his office. You've had buses park outside the parliament where the owner of the bus or somebody hired the bus and pasted a poster on the bus in 4 or 5 foot high letters saying, sack Dan, on the side of the bus. And I think that he needs to be sacked. In fact, I think that that's the very least of what needs to happen to him, but I'm not going to broadcast what I think should happen to him. This is everybody here. Everybody hates him because he's destroying our state. And the thing about Victorians, they like Victoria. They think it's a great place. And they can see that he is selling our state down the river and turning us into a gigantic concentration camp. And I think that when the Civil War kicks off in America in about a week or two's time, I would give it maybe 8-9 days. You know, just for people to really realise what's happening. But it might be as little as 7 days. They might just, the next morning just wake up and say, yep, let's go riot. Let's go burn something down. We're absolutely not advocating that anyone should do that. We've said that multiple times. We're just saying that we know the tides of history. We can read. We know what happened. And they've telegraphed it through what they've said. They have said that they're going to go and burn stuff down after the elections, whether they win or lose. I have said that. And it is the Democrats have said that. We're not Democrats. I don't think you're a Democrat, you know. I know I'm certainly not what we would call Labor here in Victoria. I'm not affiliated with any political party here in Victoria. There was one brief time when I was, but I would, like I said, I would describe myself as being a voluntarist or an anarcho-capitalist, which means that I believe that everybody ought to be free to do what they want as long as they don't hurt anyone, and that they ought to be able to go out and make money in the best way that they see fit. That's just how it is. And, you know, like I said, on the proviso that it doesn't hurt anyone, and if it does hurt someone, then that someone that's been injured should have the right to go and seek a correction of that grievance on whatever terms, you know, fits them best. But this is it. There's no justice out there. You know, these Democrats, they're fond of saying no justice, no peace. Well, there is no justice. And there is no peace, you know. We're not going to kid ourselves, but there's no justice and no peace because of them. Because they, you know, it is the whole system. It has been the Republicans in recent years, as much as it's been the Democrats. And I think I heard one of your instructors in the last 2 days say that the last really good president that the U.S. had was President Reagan. And I would be inclined to agree. You know, I was just listening the other day to, you know, that Phil Collins song, Land of Confusion. And I thought, wow, this is now more relevant than ever. You know, if anyone wants to go and listen to that, it's on YouTube. Just go listen to it. And I thought, wow, this is, you know, I remember listening to this song when I was a kid and not really understanding it, and then going back and listening to it again and really understanding it and saying, boy, jingies, you know, this is just, I can scarcely believe that we are where we are. We are headed for the apocalypse. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. You know, as you're saying this, I was thinking about the 70s. And this all ties, class. Back in the mid-70s, I had graduated from the university. And I was hired by a Fortune 100 company. I was very fortunate. And it was a Fortune 100 company. And there was a man who was part of this Fortune 100 company. He was a medical doctor. And his last name was Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E, Dr. Byrne. And his brother was a guy named Brendan Byrne. And from 1974 to 1982, his brother was, the doctor's brother, was the governor of the Garden State, also known as New Jersey, a very corrupt state. And Brendan Byrne decided that there should be a tax increase. Temporary. And so there was a tax increase in New Jersey. And the residents of New Jersey were so outraged that what they did was they sent him in the mail toilet paper. Now, I'm not making this up, and I'm not advocating it. I'm just telling you what happened. This is historical fact. They sent him toilet paper in envelopes, but it wasn't in pristine condition. It had been used at least once.
Oh, dear me.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And there were bumper stickers. There were bumper stickers all over the Garden State. This was all over the news. And this guy's name, the governor's name, was Byrne, B-Y-R-N-E. And the bumper stickers read, "Burns my butt." Except they didn't use the word butt.
Okay?
That's what people thought of their governor, Brendan Byrne. So there has, you know, and so here we are, decades and decades later, right? We're still talking about the bumper stickers. We're still talking about burns my butt. We're still talking about the toilet paper. So people do have memories. And when you talk about Dan, sack, S-A-C-K, Dan, that means get rid of him, dump him, it doesn't mean kill him. It just means we want him out of here. We don't want, just to haul him away. He can still have oxygen and all that, but you don't want him in office. That's what that means. And I'm paraphrasing. It doesn't mean harm him. It just means you've had it with him. He's caused enough problems, and you just don't want him in office anymore telling people what to do. Well, that's how they felt about Brendan Byrne. And what you mentioned, I heard that story. There were some people in the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia in a small county, and they wanted to get rid of some of the people telling them what to do, meaning like the county administration type. And they just took 8.5 by 11 pieces of paper, and they wrote these allegedly elected county representatives' names on the front. They just folded it 8.5 by 11 into what looked like a number 10 envelope. Folded it twice, so it was three sides. And they wrote the person's first name, and it was about a dump. They didn't want to have a dump in the county, and the county administration wanted to have a dump. The people didn't want to have the dump. So they wrote the guy's first name. They wrote his middle name as dump, and then he wrote his last name, sent it to his house, his business, his official office. And on the back of it, it just said, "You're fired." No return address. It was just anonymous. And hundreds of these were sent out from post office boxes all over the county. And these local county administration types were so afraid that that was the only thing that undid the dump. Other than that, the television, the news, the meetings, nothing worked. But the fear of the people.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And we mentioned the term Mad Max. 1979 thriller. Societal collapse. That's what Mad Max is. Societal collapse. Gwyneth, do you want to tell us a little bit more about what you think that means in terms of where we're headed?
Okay. Here in Victoria, what I think is going to happen, well, you know, I'll tell you what has happened in the last 2 years. 2 years ago, our state premier, Dan Andrews, the one and the same, he sold the whole state to the United Nations. He sold us out to the United Nations, to the Strong Cities Network program, which basically is designed to, on their own website, which is something like www.strongcitiesnetwork.org or something. You can look it up on your favorite search engine anyway. But they say that the purpose of the Strong Cities Network is to counter violent extremism, which is rather unusual because here in Victoria, basically, there has been no violent extremism. Because we are Australians and we are about the most laid-back people on earth. You know, our national motto is, she'll be right, mate, which translates to something of, it doesn't matter, everything will work out, so why worry? That is the Australian attitude to life, you know. And I know that Paul Hogan made a really famous ad a number of years ago, it was throw another shrimp on the barbie. That about sums it up. There's no violent extremism here, but they're creating violent extremism. They are poking, as you would say in America, they're poking the bear okay? And what that means for people who don't know is a bear in the forest is generally a pretty peaceful creature. It just wanders around the forest, you know, digs up roots and eats berries. That's what it does. It might catch the occasional fish or whatever. But normally they don't actually do that much to hurt anybody until you poke them. Now, if you see a bear sleeping in the forest, you definitely should not poke it. Because if you poke it, it's going to get annoyed at you and it's going to react. And it's going to react in quite an interesting way, which I'm sure that you could all imagine. So what they're doing is they're poking the bear of Australia and specifically Australian nationalism. And Australians might be a pretty laid-back bunch of people, but they really, really like Australia, you know? And if you go interfering with their prosperity, with their laid-back way of life, you know, and you start doing a whole lot of stuff that impinges on their freedoms, they are going to start reacting. And they're going to start reacting in a way that is, you know, it's ultimately going to hurt you as the person doing the poking in the end. And, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out because Aussies want to be left alone. But they've got a history that, I mean, we talk on this show quite a bit about epigenetics, okay? And the epigenetic, and what, especially by Australian, okay, I'm especially talking about Australians of Western European origin, okay, especially Australians of British origin. The first Australian, not the first Australians, they were the Aborigines, but the original, the descendants of the original white settlers of Australia, okay, they were either prisoners or those who had been sent to guard them. And often those who had been sent to guard them were only maybe half a rung up the ladder above those who were needing to be guarded. They might have even been from the same family in some cases. This is it. So they're from the working class, either criminals or the members of the blue team of that day that the British wanted to get rid of because they were awkward to be around. So I'd like to see justice on the other side of the top of the hour.
Yeah. Yeah, and so very quickly, cutting to the chase, is there any way that you can see this not being violent? Is there any way? Because I can't.
It's going to get violent.
I agree. We'll be right back. We'll talk more about this with Gwyneth Isaacs, and she's giving us her perspective live from Australia.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.